fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger Clinic, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, May's Pancake Place, the National Insurance Board, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to call us today at all on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. You know, there are dozens and dozens of people who have passed through the halls of Parliament in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas over the course of 275 years and then over the course of our independent Bahamas of some 50 years. Many, many of those names will not be so much remembered as will be the name Loftus Roca. Because in the course of Bahamian history, Loftus Roca was a consequential figure. Consequential not merely for the profound reality that he was a signatory to our constitutional documents, one of those delegates to that important constitutional conference in 1972 in London, but because as a member of parliament and as a cabinet minister, his was a voice and a conviction that rang strong for years and years and years. A. Loftus Roca was born in Delectable Bay, Acklands, August 25th, 1935, and schooled at Pompey Bay there in Acklands, and later he studied at Western Senior High School in New Providence. He was once an employee of the former Bahamas Telecommunications Company, BTC, having worked in their transmission station. But as a young man, he was asked by the Progressive Liberal Party to contest a seat in 1956, but was not of the legal age to do so. He would, in fact, however, though, become later the Member of Parliament for Nicholstown and Barry Islands in 1968. Subsequent to that, he would come to be appointed to the cabinet of the late Sir Lyndon Findlay and would occupy positions of Minister of Works and Utilities and Minister of National Security. It was, I suspect, as Minister of National Security, where his deep-found convictions about things and his nationalist fervor may have, in fact, become most well-known to Bahamians, because he was a strong voice for policies and programs against trafficking and also illegal immigration in the Bahamas. No few times did he warn of the potential consequences of an unfettered flow of illegal immigrants to the country. And his voice rang strong and became a voice closely associated with the fight against these two evils, challenges in the Bahamas. Though the one about illegal immigration was the one that most remember about Loftus Roca. I was myself in Hawkesville High School in the late 70s to early to mid 80s, when the name Loftus Roca rang out. Of course, I would have been close to many political discussions because my mother was one of those very active persons in the political arena. And the discussions around what was happening, the newspaper articles and stuff that flowed about things, Loftus Roca would have been one of those people you hear about quite a bit. And later on, as I became myself more attentive and more involved with national issues, his would have continued to be one of those voices. I remember I worked at Syntex Pharmaceutical in a summer in 1986, 87, thereabouts. And I remember because the year before I would have just demitted office as president of the College of the Bahamas Union of Students, and I would have been succeeded in that office by Mr. Darren Cash. I remember a ruckus happening at the College of the Bahamas, and Mr. Cash leading a group of students to the then office of the Prime Minister to protest some things that were happening in relation to their securing the required lecturers, et cetera, for the college. And a part of that was some delays that the college was experiencing as a consequence of the immigration policy being advocated or promoted or facilitated by the government. And then at the head of that was Mr. Loftus Roca. And I remember the chance that would have come about because there was this view that Roca was taking this hard line that was causing problems for securing lectures at the College of the Bahamas. But he was, from the time he became publicly known to the time that of his demise, he was known to be a deep found convictions about any number of things and was not afraid to shoot straight from the hip in terms of what he believed and what he thought should happen in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Loftus Roca was no common man. By that I mean he was not a usual personality. But you could not ever mistake what he thought, what he believed, and how strongly he believed in what he believed. And he made a contribution, a positive and significant contribution to the dialogue and to the operations of things in this country. At a crucial time, advocating for U.S. intervention and support in respect to drug trafficking in an era where the Bahamas had become an international pariah in respect of those things. But that notwithstanding, he elevated his voice to be known as one of those persons who stood strong in face of those kinds of challenges. And this is a man who came to public life from the humble Isle of Acklands, not a heavily developed place at all, even to this day, but a group of people who had become known, become very entrepreneurial, and found his place in the world as an attorney and as a politician of worth and standing and substance in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is you will not soon forget the name Loftus Roker. In fact, I don't suspect that any of us alive will ever forget the name Loftus Roker. So we express on behalf of myself, my family, Z Live, and all our listeners to his family today our deep condolences to the family of the Progressive Liberal Party, of which he was a significant part member for so long. And I know that there are many who will feel his loss. And so, to one of the founding fathers, may the good Lord receive him in grace and kindness and love and mercy, is our prayer. Hail Loftus Roker, dead at 88 years old, passing on from his beloved Bahamaland, which he served with dedication, commitment, and conviction for many, 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 many years. May the good Lord bless him and his family. I don't know about you. Maybe you have some thoughts or memories of love. And if you're interested to share, feel free. The newspapers are filled with very sad stories today. I'm reading The Guardian's headlines, and these are the ones online. Police say murders sparked by high school feud. You remember the recent murders of 18-year-old, a child at home, sparked by high school feud. Murders now, not fights. Murders sparked by high school feud, according to the police. Next article said, woman tried to jump from bridge with her baby, police say. I'm reading right from the newspaper, right? Gibson trial adjourned after court hears MP is sick. This is a member of parliament in court on trial. Next one says, man died by suicide, say police. Next one says, armed robbery case opens. And then, Roker dies at 88. It is not unusual to have bad news in the media, but boy, the string of them. We turn to the business section. Business section says, Galena Financial Advisors Limited, young Bahamians face strong headwinds moving towards retirement. Bastian, gasoline not expected to go over $6.50 this summer. Not over $6.50. $6.50. There's one piece of good news. Say 43 entrepreneurs share $1 million in grants from SBDC, Ministry of Agriculture. Labaco Big Bird manager assures no impact so far from bird flu in U.S. Stopover visit announced. That's good news. Goldwyn, the developer, eyeing affordable housing project. Tough news day, right? For the most part. Maybe not as much in business, but certainly on the rest of the front. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this prayer.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
You see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm is all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he here.
Ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again, how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage.
Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Tuesday afternoon. Again, hope all is well. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-57206, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Can I tell you all something? You would want to guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of them flow the issues of life, we are told by the biblical text. Guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of them flow the issues of life. Negativity abounds in, let me see, I don't want to say in our world, right? Because, you know, there are many parts of the world, many circumstances in the world that are not negative, but there are real incidences of negativity that we focus on a lot. In our world, according to research, you know that you are always talking to ourselves. It's called self-talk. All day long, we have a dialogue going on with ourselves. Some might say a monologue, but it's more like a dialogue because you're really talking to yourself. You're saying the things like, "Boy, I wonder what would happen if I don't do this, and I wonder what would happen if I do that. Why didn't this and this and that and da da da." So you're having this dialogue with yourself. Well, according to research, 70 to 80% of that dialogue is negative, meaning it is focused on something wrong that happened yesterday or you expect may happen tomorrow. And there is this constant self-talk of negativity. And let me tell you something, folks. What that means is that there is a constancy of in your and my sympathetic nervous system, part of the nervous system. What is the sympathetic nervous system? That's the part of the nervous system that prepares us for fight, meaning we have a threat coming and we're getting ready to fight. So our adrenaline is flowing, cortisol is pumping in our butt down. We put back whatever is coming at us. So that's our fight mode, or it puts us in flight mode, means we're getting ready to run for whatever we think coming to eat us, kill us, or attack us. And so there's this constancy of stress and pressure on us because of all this negativity. And this negative talk, at work, at church, at school, even when you think you're having fun, you're watching your team play. And even if your team is up 20 points, you're thinking, yeah, bet. I wonder if they're going to lose that in this last few minutes of the game. Because negative self-talk is persistent and habitual with most human beings. And it is destructive, right? If not checked, right? It can be destructive. It can be disruptive. It can be problematic. Right? And so then you pick up the newspaper, you listen to the news, you come and listen to the corner and hang out with your colleague at work or your friend, and what we talking about? Plenty times, negative stuff. It wears on you. You don't realize it. We don't always realize it, but it wears on you. Some of us wondering, why my stomach getting so big? I must be eating too much. I must not be exercising enough. No, not necessarily. There is something called cortisol belly, right? Cortisol belly happens. Cortisol belly happens when we stress out a lot, right? And our body's response is to dump that hormone cortisol inside our system, and that cortisol that can wreak havoc. I mean, it's necessary hormone, but it can wreak havoc on the body when it's there in great abundance, right? So why am I saying all of this? Saying all of this because, and it's in this life, things are going to occur that are not positive. We are going to have problems. That's a fact. You live long enough, you're going to have problems. So no one should live expecting that they will not have problems. Some of those problems will be small, some will be moderate, and some will be huge. Sometimes life-threatening, sometimes life-altering, sometimes suppressing, you know? So that's going to happen, but we have to be able to check out of the negativity with sufficient regularity so that our brains and our bodies and our hearts can find enough opportunity for relief, for comfort, and for healing. We have to be able to do it. You cannot, my friend, be on that negative wicket every day, all day. You can't do it. It's not healthy. It's not helpful. And unfortunately, there can be a tendency on our part to be to be addicted, if not just habituated to negativity. So you want to sometimes be able to take a break from it, right? Sometimes, don't listen. You got to assess your own situation, your own circumstances, right? Let me tell you something. It's important to listen to your heart, your body, and your mind. To step back and truly listen. So let me explain what I mean by that. Sometimes I may sit down or lay down, and I try to literally feel what my body's hurting. I try to feel the headache in its entirety, in its fullness. If something feels like I feel frustrated, I try to feel that frustration in its entirety. So it's in that awareness that I can help dissolve some of that discomfort. But if I'm fighting the discomfort because I'm not trying to identify it or identify with it, then I have two sets of battles going on and I don't get to resolve much of anything. All right? So you wanna be able to actually feel what you feel emotionally and physically. Feel it. Sadness to feel it. You know, some of us, like, we have emotions going on and we haven't a clue what is going on. We just like, all we know is I feel unhappy or bad or whatever it is. But what the emotion is that we are experiencing, and there are some base emotions with many sub-emotions attached to them. So for instance, sadness is a base emotion, right? Is a core emotion. But there are many forms of sadness that we could be experienced, from the milder to the more intense forms of sadness, right? But what we know is that all sadness is rooted in loss, right? So all sadness is rooted in loss. So once I know I feel sad, I know, so I could be grieving, right? I could be ruminating. But once I know that it's sadness, then I know that there's some loss I'm experiencing. So now I ask myself, what's the loss? What is it that I have lost? What is it that I feel like I'm losing? Because then now I might be able to take corrective steps with respect to dealing with that emotion. Basic emotion is anger. But again, you could be furious. You could be frustrated. You could be agitated. But at the base of all anger is hurt. All anger is related to hurt. Something hurt me. Someone said something. Someone did something. Someone didn't do something. Someone didn't say something. All anger is rooted in hurt. So now that I know that I'm angry because I'm hurt, I now have to identify, well, where's this hurt coming from? Is it from mommy, from daddy, from my brother or my sister, or my uncle, my aunt, my cousin, my friend, my neighbor, my co-worker, myself, my wife, my husband, my children, my siblings? Where is the anger coming from? Because once I identify the anger, the source of the anger, then I could do something about it. Now, let me tell you all something, right? There is no fear in the world. And there's no joy in the world. There's no sadness in the world. There's no love, grief in the world. There's no anger in the world. There's no disgust in the world. There is no emotion in the world. Right? You cannot, no one could go right now and pick up fear, envy, regret, sadness, and tell me they found it in the world. They're bringing it to me. Go, I'll give you. We're going to take a break and I can give you all some opportunity. If you could find it anywhere in your environment, come bring it. Come call the show and tell you, yeah, see, I have it right here, Chicago. I found joy in the world. I found sadness in the world. I found fear in the world. I found anger. Go and find it for me. Maybe it's in the coconut tree. I have another of those around my yard. Maybe that's where it is. Maybe it's in the garden. I have a little garden. See if you can find it. Maybe it's downtown, Bay Street. Maybe it's in Delectable Bay. See if you can find it there. See it anywhere. Go pick it up and bring it to me. And then we'll talk about it after we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever, we know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, Visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday. Call us. The numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3...
Line, you have wonderful shows. I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Okay. I want to share something with you. When I sold insurance, I was taught to make an approach based on advising and showing people their human economic value. And that's based on your annual income to age 65. So if you're 64 and you're making $30,000 a year, it means your economic value is $30,000 a year because at age 65, you stop that income, right? And I had found depression oftentimes doing the home service selling of insurance. When I sit down and explain to people the amount of money that they are going to accumulate based on their current income to age 65, and then the way inflation is going to take a big chunk out of that, and of course the cost of living. So I don't know if that answers your question about finding depression, because oftentimes that was not a good picture that I was able to paint, and it was difficult to work around it.
But here's the thing, though. That's world, that's finding a circumstance that someone could react to or respond to in a depressed way. Okay, every circumstance in the world is not emotional, you know. Like a hurricane doesn't have any emotions. A hurricane isn't trying to destroy you. A hurricane is what it is. A snake that you might be afraid of isn't trying to do anything to you per se, but you're afraid and I'm afraid or what have you, because we conjure that up in ourselves. So the fear, the depression, the anger we experience is from within. It is not in the world. The only reason why it now is reality to you or me is we generate it.
Okay. All right.
By our response to the circumstances in the world.
I got
now one man or woman could have so constructed their mental state. There are people who work with snakes as entertainment.
Yep.
Right? When another person would see a snake and go, oh my God, no.
Break or run it.
Same human being. So I'm saying there are bad circumstances or there are circumstances, but the emotions that get generated are generated from within us.
Okay. I want to share something that I wish I'd had an opportunity to explore a little bit more with Mr. Roker, because, you know, he played a very, very good game of out there on Porter's Key with dominoes.
Okay.
And most people never enjoyed playing hold your man and being under him and he holding you because he did a good job at holding you down.
Okay.
You know, I always wanted to approach him and ask him about, wasn't he one of the individuals who went to London or wherever they went to get the independence?
He was, right? Yes, he was.
And actually, there's no...
I think, who's the last person? There's one more, I think.
Really? Well, I would like to meet that person. The reason being, I am understanding that even though you apply to your former colonizer, you're called colonial master for your independent and your articles and your whatever you get, you still have to sign something that's called a cooperative agreement, which clearly states that if you will, it could be varied. Like, is it true? I just want to know if you're familiar with this, that if you were to find a strong natural resource in your territory like oil and aragonite, then you have to agree with your former colonial master that you would attempt to develop that through them. Are you familiar with that?
That is untrue.
That is untrue.
The Bahamas has no such agreements in existence. That's absolutely untrue.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that for me.
When you break your ties, you break them. And the only ties that you maintain are the ones you agree to maintain. For instance, in keeping the British monarch as your head council, as your highest appellate court. Those are the choices you make, and you could break them. You could sever them tomorrow if you wish.
All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome, man. Take care. This text says, "Hi, Brother Lang. I remember meeting Mr. Roca in a restaurant where he advised that he rejected work permits requested by very senior politicians with whom he sat in cabinet and their wives until everything was above board or satisfactory. This really stood out for me. His conviction, his morals, and a non-corrupt attitude to carrying out his duties." Yeah. And that's a, you know, That's a challenging thing to be about. Yeah, Sir Arthur came to my mind when I was saying it, but because there was some doubt, I believe it is Sir Arthur who was he may now be the only such living person. I don't think Sir Arthur. No, Sir Arthur was not one of them. No. You know, but clearly that part of our living history, the living history is going. It's truly going. The living history is going. Okay? And the closest we will come are some of the interviews or books or those kinds of things that some may have left behind. I think Candia Deans did an extensive interview with Loftus Roca in which he commented upon many of the convictions that he held. But I was going to say to you, it is not easy to be in a cabinet, hold a conviction that may become an inconvenience for your colleagues. Because it's cabinet, and that means that there's supposed to be a willingness to support and help your colleagues in the pursuit of their ministerial responsibilities and the like. But by the same token, you have a responsibility to your ethical standards, you have a responsibility to your moral standards, you have a responsibility to your public trust and so forth. And sometimes you may believe a request might offend at that. And then you have to then stand against your colleague. And that can be difficult. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, C-Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, everything blessed. Wasn't the Honorable Philip Bethel, was he there also?
Yeah, I think actually Philip Bethel may in fact be the person. He definitely was there.
I think he was there, so it should be two more living now.
Yeah, so it might be Philip Bethel and Sir Arthur.
Indiana, I think that might be the remaining two.
Did Indiana go? Because remember, when Sir Lyndon and those were over there, Anna was here in the Bahamas. Remember when?
Okay,
some story, and Sir Lyndon had to rush back.
Right. And the Honorable Maurice didn't go, right?
I don't think so.
Anyway, we'll
get the facts. We'll get the facts.
Yeah, we'll get all the facts. But I agree to what you're talking to, but earlier, boy. Yeah, because when you're younger, but you're like, when you're 20, you don't have to worry with no problems and things. But now when you hit over 50 and things like that now, any little aches or anything, but you got to go rush, get that check out right away, boy, and things like that, boy. Because I see like the other day, I go on pick up on battery. I change on battery in the car. I go on pick up on battery, one on shine off, going lifting it up, putting it on the car and resting in the battery box. Man, later that night, man, I had rubbed out more Bengay and things like that, more icy pack. And they say that, man, my 20s, I can lift up two of them batteries, one on, man. But you ain't lying, boy.
Question with that. That's just the way it is.
Baby. My uncle lived, you see, 82, he always used to say, live long. Because same guy, being him was together, he say, hey, boy, my man, I can just run up them flight of stairs, say that. I say, boy, one day you mean I'll be saying that. He say, boy, yeah, you live long enough, you will be saying that, son. You live long enough.
Man.
I knew the news break coming up.
Have
a nice afternoon, man. We can link up.
You too. So the Progressive Liberal Party delegates to the convention included Lyndon Pindling, Arthur Hanna, Milo Butler, Paul Adderley, Carlton E. Francis, Clement Maynard, Caldwell Pambrister, and Henry Bowen. They are all now deceased. George Smith, A. Loftus Roker, and Reverend Philip Bethel. Loftus Roker is now deceased, and so is George Smith. So that leaves Philip Bethel. Of the official opposition, Kendall, so the surviving signatories are Sir Arthur Folks and Sir Orville Turnquest. So the three surviving signatories are Sir Arthur Folks, Sir Orville Turnquest, and Reverend Philip Bethel. Okay, those are the three. So that we have the record straight. All right. This text says, Mr. Lang, the most brilliant man, great show. You can always learn from Mr. Lang's show. I just wanted to give my condolences to Mr. Roker's family. The government did listen to him with his immigration problem. We would never have been in this problem today. Great man has gone his way. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you for that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You know, I'm condolences first and foremost to the family, Mr. Roker, the family. He was a real one. He was really what they call a real one, you know. But my memory, I think he was Minister of Immigration in, like, 1985, it is?
Well, he was Minister of National Security, and I think that included immigration.
Right, because I remember also Croupier in Cable Beach, the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always come down, like, we were one of the first groupings that, you know, because it was always foreigners that, you know, that worked in the casino as far as
right.
the gaming area. And
right.
then they changed the policies on that. He presided over that area, and he would come, you know, just casually. He would come very, very quietly, and he would just stand. I was on the table dealing, and when I looked up, he was right there standing up and just looking, you know, just observing. And, you know, that look he had, you know, those eyes with those glasses, just peering down, just watching. And then he would, you know, move around, and sometimes he would just disappear. And then he would reappear from time to time. He would come, and the thing is, it was, to me, it was as if it was like a sense of pride he had to actually see the accomplishment that was made at that time, you know, and to see from where we were at prior to that, and this is where we are now. You know, he really left a mark in this country, and, you know, besides with the, him being such a principled person and standing by his conviction, you know, I think he will go down in history as one, you know, a real one, the real one. And I am so happy to know that he was able to at least have the school in Ackman renamed.
Yes.
In his honor, yeah. That's a great thing. But I have very, very, you know, fond memories of him. That one stood out in my
mind.
I hope they appreciate even persons who sit in the House of Parliament today. I hope they really appreciate the sacrifice that this great man and a lot of others, but especially him, his convictions and believing in that dehumanization policy. And I just want to say thank you to, you know, at least publicly for him for doing that, because he made a mark on in this country. And I think he got some of it. He was able to push to get the you know, the praises and all of that. He was able to get by a lot of behemoths always honoring him and calling his name during the time, you know, especially like the twilight of his year. So I just want to put that in the mix, Mr.
Thank you.
Lang, but you take care, okay?
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Want to let you know that May's Pancake Place is back and ready to serve you. Visit us at our new takeout location, Chicken Shack, Fairfield, East Settlers Way, behind Sunshine Laundromat. Indulge in some of your favorite dishes you remember, the famous dishes you remember, or try some of our new menu items. We are serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call us at 351-5456 to place your order. By the way, I'm going to be on Dwight's show on Friday talking about Nays. And Dwight asked me if I'd bring in some pancake. But I want to tell you all something. You know, we can get back to something very important, something I want to tell you. Oh, Thursday. Yes, Thursday morning. Sorry, Thursday. Thursday. Yeah. So listen to me. Forget names for the moment. Listen to me. I created a dish called the Seaside Plate. Seaside Plate. Listen to this. You know how when you clean the chicken, when you clean your crab, you're left with that back, right? And I want you to imagine that, putting that back, those backs, in a pot with some jacks, like you cut your jacks in pieces and put them in there. And you simmer that down with some garlic and some seasonings and some herbs and some butter. And you gotta use the right butter. And listen to me, folks. That with some white rice is to that steamed yak and crab back. Mary and I better that I almost killed myself. Eating. That's what I meant. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr.
All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
You know.
Hello? Hi, hello? All right, not sure what's going on there. Say, who stole my conch? Some of your best work? It's Texas, Mr. Lang. I am deeply saddened and happy at the same time. Sad for the mere fact that we as a nation have lost a great Bahamian icon. A man of integrity, upright, and outstanding human being, the likes of which we may never see again. Glad for the mere fact that he was a Bahamian and contributed to his country the best way he could with integrity. Bravo, Mr. Roca. We as Bahamians did not deserve your service. I only desire our current politicians to acquire 10% of his courage, honesty, and steadfastness, and desire to see our own Bahamian people move forward, upward, onward, together, as it should be. There's no doubt that Loftus Roca was a courageous politician. No doubt. But we have had and continue to have courageous politicians, right? Not all of them sound the alarm on an issue like immigration, but there are other things upon which they sound the alarm. There are other people who've taken stance in this country that cost them dearly. Okay? And they've lived long enough to see some return on their effort. But let's be sure, there are some courageous Bahamians who in the political arena stood up and paid the price for it. Successor Wallace Whitfield walked out of PLP at a time when it was a huge challenge to do so. He and the seven others that did so. Right? There are those. Sir Lyndon, of course, courageous in his, in their fight against the Bay Street Boys at the time, the colonial lords and them. And we have a number. We have women who have been courageous, like a Janet Boswick, who've been courageous in their stands, like a Cynthia Mutter Pratt in the down home fight that she fought for poor people. And we've had lots of Doris Johnson. Come on, we have lots of people to celebrate. So Mr. Roca is one of them for sure. But we have had lots of people who have made their contributions. Right? Someone says successor. Yeah, that's right. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasure. Thank you very much. I called you a little while back. Have you ever sat down and played a game of domino with him?
Not with Mr. Roca, no.
Oh, let me tell you something. Other than being such a humble man, a lawyer, a patriot, one that loved the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, most of his friends will tell you that he loved nothing more than coming out in the evening and sitting down by the silk cotton tree, the little bar across from St. Agnes, didn't drink other than a Coca-Cola, didn't smoke, and play some dominoes or play some whist or play some tug with the guys. He didn't shoot much pool, and he used to just talk with
Smarky.
Yes, sir.
Was this Moat Hat?
Look at the light. Like, he can tell you whether you can bring that number five on your hand, you know.
he was a trash talker. Then Tommy knows you're Moat Hatter than you'll play.
Well, let me say that numbers. Like, see, sometimes you talk to Smarky like, I was nothing from there. I was 20 years old when the fly got up on Fort Charlotte for the first time. Right where the fly is in the middle of Fort Charlotte, the great tree just north of that fly today was where I stood and cried as a young person.
But I only ask you one question. I ask you of the man
you said.
Huh? Hello?
But the 9th of July, I was working at Deltek International, Mike, with all the likes of Al Jarrett, Georgie Bethel, Tennyson Wells, Clarence E. Dauphino, Robert Trujillo, Brenville Malahana, Willie Knowles, Kai MacMoxie from Iragua, you name it. Your same little boy, Sparky, who you don't know, was right in the middle of that group.
Hey, Sparky, listen to me. Every now and again, you like to drop shade, right? Sparky, yeah, I don't know you. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Me and you born two different places, grew up two different places. How in the world I can know you, and you don't know me?
I know you born.
That ain't important. What's important is what you have to say now.
We lost a giant, one of the other giants. Lost another giant. That majority of the Bahamian people who've gone to school today have never been even told about. Aloftus, only thing I can say, and I know many people behind me will say, in the many churches, lodges in this country, not only New Providence, we lost a giant. And that's all I can say. We lost a giant.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you much. Appreciate it. We have some text here. Let me read for you. We got a lot of text here. Wow. Maybe not. Okay, maybe not. Okay, so I wanted to finish saying something though about let me tell y'all some folks. We need to have good government in the country, right? It's a need, so that we can live peaceably and in good order. So we need and want a good governance in the country. And in a small country like ours, politics occupies a massive space, a massive psychological space, a massive geological space, a massive geographical space, a massive economic space and the like, right? But any utopia that we would like. And I think this is one of the tragedies of the expectations that too many have in our country, which is that if there is a place of peace and calm and prosperity and happiness and what have you for me, it will happen when my government is in office doing the things that I think ought to happen. that certainly can make things better, but that's not where the joy and peace and real and genuine happiness that you want will happen. Cannot happen. The luxuries that we require in this world are not material luxuries. They are luxuries of the heart, the mind, and spirit, really. I was having this conversation with my son the other day, 15-year-old, and I talked about the luxury of a good night's sleep, you know, the luxury of a peaceful place to live, and those kinds of things. And I asked him, I said, you know, I want you to imagine that you have none of the things like good night's sleep, good health, a peaceful place to live, but you had all the money in the world and all the material abundance in the world you want. I asked him, I said, would you be a happy person? He didn't even bat an eye. He said, no, I would not be. And then I asked him, I said, what if you had all of these things, the luxury of a good night's sleep, the luxury of a peaceful place to live, and a good meal, and all this kind of stuff, but you had none of those material things like wealth and fame and all that kind of stuff. I said, would you be a happy person? He said, I would be indeed. I said, so now you see what the real luxuries in life are, right? And he said, yes, I do. So what we are chasing sometimes, or wanting sometimes, or expecting sometimes, is an illusion that will never come to us. The things that we think we desire. Because in point of fact, there is no happiness in the world. There's no joy in the world. There's no peace and comfort in the world. You cannot go and pick peace up. You cannot go and pick up happiness, or you cannot go and pick up love anywhere on planet Earth. You can't find it. It's not buried underneath the ground. It's not sitting on top of the ground. It's not resting in the sky. It's not above the sky. It's nowhere in the world. They are all inside of us. Hence, one far wiser than me said, for the kingdom of heaven is within you. That's the prize. Can an MP do that for you? Can a senator do that for you? Can a cabinet minister do that for you? Can a prime minister do that for you? Can a judge do that for you? Can the commissioner of police do that for you? No. Actually, you can't do that. And I'm saying this to Bahamians today because people are committing suicide. People are attempting suicide. People are destroying relationships. People are medicating on drugs. They are medicating on alcohol. They are medicating on porn. They are medicating on all kinds of things in search of a thing that is not in the world, but is within them, within me and within you. That's where it is. And to discover it, we have to cease at times from the distractions that cover it. Right? We have to be willing to confront the nothingness of solitude and the everythingness of looking inside, feeling inside, and being inside us. Right? I'm sorry, ma'am, your husband, your boyfriend can't do that for you. Or sir, your wife, the better off when you discover that kingdom for yourself, because then you would be more alive, wiser, to be able to contribute to what you all are collectively attempting to do. We can transform some of how we feel about ourselves in this country by transforming ourselves and altering our expectation or the place from which we seek the relief we seek. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Chivargo.
Hey, what's going on?
I like where you're going. Money can't buy happiness. But today, I bet you there are many more people without money that would trade places with people with money than there are people with money that would trade places with the people without money. You know, but the true happiness comes with oppression and people trying suicide and all the things we see happening evil. It's because the people are feeling that they don't necessarily have the level of ownership they should in their own country. But I don't want to go down that road.
Well, actually, my friend, mm-hmm. I pray to God that they do not believe what you believe, because that is the trouble. That is exactly
that is what people are feeling. See,
hold on, bro. Mm-hmm. You said the problem is that people are feeling the way they're feeling because they don't own. Did you not say that?
Yeah, they don't feel they own this country.
Unless you own something in this world, you can't be happy. That's your synopsis.
No, that's what you just said. I didn't say that at all. If we play back the tape.
Well, let me tell you what I'm not going to do today, Graham. I'm very serious about what I'm talking about today. And I have no time to waste today. This is very important. But I'm listening to you and so are other people. All right? Now, so you can't say one thing and then try to pretend you didn't say it. And then you try to turn it around on me. I'm not playing that game today.
Let's move beyond that game. I wanted to talk about Mr. Roker and give my condolences. And I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Roker.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me the truth. He told me a lot of things about immigration that we've strayed from. You see, you're supposed to apply from country of origin when you want to come to this country to be employed. The way my dad did when he went to the United States to milk cows in the contract.
Yeah.
And he told me that certain people he told this to, and it didn't work out well. So I know the truth, and like Sparky said, a lot of young people don't know, but I make it my point to go
The reality is that you apply for immigration permits in accordance with the law. So if the law says you must be outside the country, then no problem. If the law does not require you, a lawful country operates on law. If your laws do not require you to be outside a country to apply, even if you think that's good and sensible to do it that way, then it's the law, though. And that's what the law permits.
Well, he explained the law to me, you know.
And it's I could tell you one thing. Go and find the immigration law. Now, I think policy changed, not the law, but if go and find immigration law, come back and read it for me where it says that you have to be outside the country when you apply.
So, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. What percentage of our immigration laws are we enforcing, do you think? 50% of them?
Oh, I would say more than 70%.
You're saying more than 70% of immigration laws are being enforced in our country?
Absolutely. You have how many tourists you didn't come in this country on an annual basis? And we have almost, we have 8-9 million, they told us this last year. How many of those you think came in subject to provisions made under the we need to stop. Well, if they came legally, that means that your law was being enforced to require them to come in legally.
No, they were adhering to my law. But I'm talking about the people that don't adhere.
I gotta go, Graham. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow, from epilepsy management to special neurology care. for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Cheney's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road Warehouse Clearance Sale. Up to 50% off under the Big Ten only. Going on now. Everything under the tent must go. School uniforms, character raincoats, socks, fabrics and laces, backpacks, lunch bags, threads, zippers, ribbons, hair bubbles, and much more. Everything must go. Up to 50% off. Yes, up to 50% off. Save on selected school uniforms now. Restrictions may apply. Hurry into Janae's Chesapeake Road Tent Warehouse Clearance Sale. No exchanges or refunds on the items on sale. All.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, great show. We search for those things we don't really need most of the times. Have you ever read the book by Paulo Coelho? You'll understand it. We are responsible for our own happiness, love, and blessings, nurse. Yeah, it's heavy reading, but it is filled with some nuggets of wisdom for sure. This text says, Arthur Folks is the next one. Is it Orville Time Quest? We already answered that. No, they sell joy in the supermarket, Mr. Knight. That's true. They sell joy in the supermarket. Not in real joy, but it'll wash some dishes for you. This text says, Mr. Lang, the most brilliant mind. Oh, sorry, read that before. I said media, which encompasses social, television, rap, and dance hall, is taking a toll on people. The effects take a hard strike toward their minds and mental stability. It's poisoning society more than most consider. This is regarding suicide, crime, etc. Well, I can't disagree that they are enormous influences. But ultimately, what happens in the mind is a function of what the soul allows a lot of time, being able to wade through all the mental stuff in this world. But just know it's not the thing, it's us and how we respond to the thing. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, right here, man, how are you?
Everything good? Hello?
Yeah, all is well, man. All is well. I think okay. On your side.
Yeah, everything all right. I can let you know something after it and give my contribution, right? Mr. Butterling, I hear you talking about peace and joy. That's the topic for today?
No, not so much. I mean, I was just trying to express some thoughts about how you could get so much negativity in this world that it robs you of that peace and joy because of the way we take it in and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I wanna agree with you on that. I was listening to Graham talk about how you get peace. There's nothing in this world could bring true peace. I don't need plenty money or no big house or car to get no peace because I've been down that road before. I've been down the road where I had all them things. And if I got to be looking over my shoulder every day because of those things, what the world give to allow us to have, that don't bring peace.
Yeah.
That bring more problems than peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I could bog that up with scripture. But I wouldn't get into the scripture of God. But the peace what the world give us, it only lasts for a couple of hours. Now, the peace what all of us have opportunity to have, some don't want that peace.
But you know something? If a thing or someone gave you a thing, then that means that that thing or someone could take the thing you got. Gives you a peace. If money gave you a peace, if power gave you a peace, then the world, money, or power could take it from you.
Right.
But when you get a peace from somewhere the world can't take from you,
right,
then you have a peace that's lasting.
Listen to me. Relax. Well, I will say all good and perfect gifts come from above.
Okay there.
You get that peace from above. Man,
okay,
listen
there.
To me. Ain't nothing could shake your life. Nothing. I sit down when these hurricanes coming in. I sit down on my porch and people just be saying they locking up. Well, that's why you don't burn up your windows and thing. But I say burn up for what? You all know what's happening.
But when the hurricane come, I battening up.
But I don't batten up. You know why I don't batten up? The God who we say we believe in and we serve, he say he is a keeper. And he'll keep us in the very present time of trouble. And I believe that, brother.
You live with that. No question with that.
Yeah. Well, I don't touch people for what they do, but I just let them
know. Yeah.
Because, listen to me, Brother Lang. I've been living in that world before, right? And when I was living in that world, when the hurricane come, I used to be running up and down in the road and think, ain't know what's going on, but that's what I used to be doing. I never used to be worrying, but if this can happen or that can happen.
That's
when I was in the world.
Yeah, but I've been in the faith a long time, and Jesus say, listen, I tell you what Jesus say now. I say the foolish man built his house on the sand.
Right.
But you got to build it on. So things we got to fundamentally do to safeguard ourselves, because I don't think a child has done anybody anything, a baby or infant. The children have died in the hurricanes.
Yes.
Right? And in some instances, if they had been better secured, for instance, if the people had left the area that they should not have been in that was told they would flood, then they could let us where our own wisdom
Could protect ourselves.
Failed us, you see. But I totally agree. You see, let me tell you how my peace comes even in the midst of that storm. Is that even if I batter up and I still get taken out by the storm, that's only a period in the sentence of my life. Because I don't move on to a worse place. I move on to a better situation. So that's where that peace comes from. But in the meantime, in terms of covering the present situation, material circumstances, you do what you got to do.
Okay. I agree with you. Now watch this, though. When I said I don't batten up my windows, right? Let me correct myself, right? I have some windows. I don't know if you ever. They have some houses. The house what I living in, right? It have a window. And they batten it up. Okay, see they using the ply, batten up nothing. Because this window, it just automatically, you got two latch inside. Once I latch plywood.
Well, if you have the protection you need, then that's great.
Right.
That's great.
I just tell them, listen to me. If something happened to me in this house, whether it Bob or if it ain't Bob, God allowed it to happen. See, because I know some people there. What are barcades around the house? I talk about barcades. When I say barcades, they went to get barcades on them. And I watch the thing of their blow down.
But listen, bro. Yeah. You know, I love when you call. I love the dialogue we have. But you know, I really want to say, everything that happens on this planet, you can say God allows.
Right. Yes, because, I agree with you 100%.
Because he didn't stop, right? But you don't mean it happening because God wanted to happen, though.
No,
What is allowed and what you want is two different things, right?
Right. See, because, right? Like I tell people, God have two will. He have a permission, and then he have a perfect will where he show where he is fully in control in our lives. But then,
just stay
on the hierarchy away, okay? No. I only use that as an example for what Graham was saying.
I understand.
So, because we all should understand with God in the ship, the peace is always there. Because the peace with the world is give us, that don't last. I can tell you. I had plenty of money. You know? But another thing is, you remember the last time me and you talk, right? You just give me your number. Honestly, I only get to remember the first two, I think, three.
Yeah, ma'am. 439-2043.
439-3043. Say it again.
3043. We catch up.
3043.
Yeah, man.
Okay, bro.
Guy. Talk to you soon. All right. This text is Mr. Lang. Every time someone like Gail Loftus Roku passes, there's always the usual feel-good accolades, which is okay, but I remember Roka was severely excoriated, almost abandoned. But to be quite frank with you, I mean, yes, of course, when people pass, you want to speak highly of them if they deserve it and so forth and so forth. But that doesn't mean there are not things about which, with somebody with which you disagree. I listened to interviews with Dr. Roka and I did not agree with some things that he said. You know, this is a problem we have. We think that our heroes have to be all good and all the villains all bad. That's not true. You could disagree strongly with people and still admire them, right? I had things about Sir Lyndon with which I disagreed, but still admired him. I disagreed with things in relation to Mr. Ingram, but still admire him. So there's no contradiction here. What you want people to do, get on the radio and talk poorly about somebody? No, we're not going to do that. But we're also not going to highlight where we disagree with somebody at this time and occasion. That's not even sensitive. Right? So it's not a problem. And most of what he stood for has not been abandoned. That's nonsense. It's nonsense talk. Right? What do you mean what he stood for? Do we not still protect our borders in this country? Do we not still not expatriate? Right? When you speak, think. Can I contradict myself by things I know to be true? Right? Does Bahamas have illegal immigration problems? Of course we do. But most of those problems are related to how we, Bahamian people, are breaking our own laws using the illegals. Right? But don't mess talk this stuff about most being abandoned. It's nonsense. Nonsense. We have an immigration department of immigration officers. They're working hard. You could see them. If you fly up and down the country enough, you'll see them moving people up and down the country, taking them to court, picking them up, etc. In harm's way, doing their jobs. These immigration people are border when you and I are traveling, when the tourists and all the foreigners are coming in. They are at the Ministry of Immigration working on papers and processing papers, et cetera, et cetera. What are you all talking about? This is a good day, Lang. I sent my condolences to Mr. Loftus Roka's family. He was a great immigration minister. Every time the Haitian here to blame Roka, they would turn their back. It's a line the Bible also says, do not test the Lord. Not protecting your home is doing just that. I agree with that. I think that's the Lord. They said, I ain't know about not batting down the hatches when they're against them, and me neither. Because I know I find fair one night, it come right at me in the form of a flying. Wow, flying cockroach. That's my fair limit. So where the nails and how many? Well, you are something else. Chicago and Howard Grant interview, Mr. Rookie said when Lady Pinlin called him about her two Asian gardeners, work permit, he turned her down because they were already in the country and that was against the immigration policy. He told her she should have called him first. Then she then hung up the phone and never spoke to him. And the next time the prime minister saw him, he did not mention it. Wow. Oh, boy, you're something else, my people. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang. We're going to
take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
What boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to
pay. July 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same
road. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope again that you continue to be well. If you want to give us a call on these remaining moments of the show, the numbers to do so on 323-623-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. Who mentioned the cockroach? Because that was a great laugh. I really, honestly, and it was a good laugh. Thank you. Good relief, comic relief. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Lang. How are you?
I'm right here, my friend. What's
good,
going on?
Good. God bless. I think they should have done it a long time ago. But I think they should name that immigration building after Aloysius Roker. They should have done that while he was alive. I don't know why we wait until people demise or pass away and then decide to.
Yeah, but was it not a school named in his honor? He was alive when that happened.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
I mean,
you know his position with immigration.
Uh-huh.
He had been doing war for for immigration down the ministry of works. And he was in ministry of works longer than immigration, I understand. But he was doing, I know growing up, the young children of the Haitian descent, when we were in school, they never even saw Mr. Rocco, and they didn't like him.
Economic building. Which one you think people are going to see most?
The school. It would be the school, but where
well,
is the school located?
But no. But that's the point about honor. Honor is you want to put people before people. That's why Sir Lyndon is on the dollar bill and not the $100 bill.
Yeah, no, but I understand what I'm saying. The school that is named after Mr. Roker, that's a good thing. I don't argue that. But where the school is located, how much children are going to go to that school up in Auckland? Which is coming to C.V. Battle or Doris Johnson?
Well, that's a good point, but he's associated with Auckland still.
Yes. And in closing, I don't know if you remember the interview, what he did after Mr. Adriana died. He said it was himself, Lawrence Roker, Adriana, and then he called the next gentleman named Reverend H.O. Ferguson. That's my granddaddy. That's my mummy's daddy. Hey. Them three used to, the what we call in the day, used to control Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah, but my granddaddy was a more senior to them. But they always looked up to him. I did like some of his interviews or some of his clips, and you'll see how many times he mentioned the name H.O. Ferguson.
True. Appreciate you calling, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, this text says, in other words, Chivago, as believers, in spite of hurricanes, disasters, challenges, sickness, tragedy, we are living our worst life now. I don't understand that, what that means, to be honest, but I don't know. This text says, Mr. Lang, Jesus, man, the texter or indicted. Jesus, man, the texter or indicted. Most of what Mr. Roker stood for was abandoned. Please tell me, why did you assume he was referring to immigration? Could you have just simply asked what he was referring to before running on like that? Listen, let me tell you something, yeah? My name is Chivago Sean Lang. I am not you. If you have done something differently, that's your business. You do it your way, right? We were talking about Loftus Roker. I know most of the conversation about Loftus Roker was in the context of immigration. If you had something else you wanted to, why couldn't you just say, you know, Shabab, he could have been talking about this, that, and the next thing. But in your little petty mind, you want to come and attack me. It's nonsense, man. I'm not letting you all get away with that stupidity. Right? Try that on somebody else. Texas, Mr. Lang, how much buildings and things one person's name should be on? Well, if as many as the people that the country desires to put it on, then so be it. I think he has one building for the time being. And if the country decides to name this after you or that after you, that's what the country decides. So. That wouldn't bother me one bit. If you get none, I don't bother me. If you get all, that don't bother me. It don't matter, you know? It just kind of, give honor to whom honor is due. Give honor to whom honor is due. If you're not careful in this life, they will distract you to no end. Listen, can I finish up the show by saying to all of you, troubles will come. We have emotions for a reason, right? A lot of people don't realize that, but we literally, our emotions actually are signals to us about what thoughts in our heads we are riding, okay? Many things run through our heads. We don't ride all of those things. You think about things that you didn't even consciously decide to think about, and we don't ride them, and so it doesn't really impact our emotions. But when your emotions manifest, it means that some thought in your head and my head, we are riding. So if we are angry, it means that some thought in our heads we are writing. So, for instance, when I heard that silly note by that person, that got me angry. That's true. So emotions tell us where something has gone amiss in our thinking in response to either something we did, somebody else did, or something happening around us or in us, right? And so if we listen to the emotional cue, then we can then make decisions about how far to let this go, right? How much more to let this ride with us. And if we're not careful, what happens is some people allow to take up rent in our heads for free for a very long time. That's how bitterness sets in. That's how, rage sets in and that kind of thing. Or otherwise, it could be some other emotion, even more positive, right? Because people are taking up rent in our heads. And so you just have to be more aware. That's really the bottom line. It's awareness. Awareness is taking a conscious observation of what is for us to step away. You know how you say, and I say, one mind told me this, another mind told me that. And that's what it means to step back from your own self. There is an unconscious self at work, an almost automatic workings of your habitual nature at work. When your conscious mind observes your habitual mind at work, then you gain awareness and you also gain some control over what you do next. This text says, I love this show. Thank you. And so this is the great objective of living purposefully, is to live in awareness. Awareness of what you may have happening inside of you, of what others may be attempting to make happen inside of you, or vowing to do to you. And in that awareness, we find much more power to be in control of ourselves. You know, there's a story told of when ducks get agitated with each other over territory or so. They get really angry. And after a fight, what a duck will do is a duck will flap its wings dead fast, 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 and then go sailing right on. What is that duck trying to do? See, emotions are energy in motion. They are psychic energy in motion. And that energy needs to, because you don't, energy isn't destroyed or created, right? It goes somewhere. It just transforms into something else. And if we don't do something about that emotional energy, it'll work itself out somewhere, as in rage. The work that I do. I get angry. I could be sitting in a car and I do some kind of really, 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 really fast motion or something like that. And it's amazing how much calm it could bring to you, because you need to just work that energy out so that we can maintain some peace and calm in the midst of all this negativity and allow our minds to be focused more on positive things than on negative things. Careful the people you are around. Careful the people you listen to. Careful the people you allow to trigger you. Careful the things that you allow to put you in a mental state, not of your own choosing. And in that, you'll find yourself a calmer soul, a better soul, and a stronger person. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God bless you all. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
To take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.